Hi, and welcome back to Strange Gang Geeks Out. I'm Megan, and I'm here with Morgan.
Hey.
And Bailey.
Hi.
Today is October 31st, so happy Halloween!
Yay! Halloween.
Today, we will be talking about Star Wars.
Not Halloween stuff.
Yeah, but yeah. Hey, in preparation of Halloween, I blindly chose to wear my Newsies shirt. That's about it.
Oh, wow, you really dressed up.
Yeah, I went out.
I didn't plan for this.
Me neither.
I'm wearing an orange shirt. Well, it's kind of
I have black on.
Hey!
We have Halloween colors on.
Good job.
Yeah, me and Bailey are just Halloween now. We're just Halloween.
Yeah. That's when you look us up, it's just Halloween. Doesn't say Megan, doesn't say Bailey. Halloween.
No, there you go.
Yeah. And your shirts are just pictured in the dictionary.
Yeah, that's us.
No, that's just a shirt. Just a shirt.
Like for Halloween.
Like those apps that people have where you can just cut out of the background or whatever.
Yeah.
And just stick you somewhere, but just our shirts.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
So we are what's that word? I don't know how to say it. Never mind.
Yep, cool. Anyway, Star Wars.
Hey, wait, before we do that, sorry, just another brief reminder. Photo reference, I'm the only one left. We're in our study room, but there's other people in other
So there's going to be a little bit of feedback.
If there's any interference, which I don't think I've ever heard before, hey, sorry.
Another quick reminder, follow us on Instagram at the _ strange gang. We love to hear from you, so
definitely
leave us a comment, give us a like, give us a follow, all that good stuff.
I try to make interesting post things.
Yeah, they're cute. I like
those. I feel like we should post more, but I don't know what to post about. So,
it's okay.
I'm gonna start posting photos of trees or something because that's my specialty. I love trees.
Somebody laughed at my joke. Gosh dang it!
What joke?
There's a joke.
You said I don't know what to post about, and I said how about
I didn't even hear you. So sorry.
That's a rent, by the way.
I've never even watched that movie.
I only know the song, that one
really
song.
Really watch it. She says good, but
don't hate me. Nobody hate me. I love that song. To that song.
It's good.
It's good.
Did you watch the movie with Idina Menzel?
Yeah.
Or Adele Dezelle?
I'll never get her.
I like that song, which is what is that song?
Seasons
of Love. And then what's the one song that What's His Face sings? Aaron Tveit sings it like when he was in it. It's gonna bother me now.
You'll think of it.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah, I can do that. All right, Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay, we can't sing that. That's not our.
There are wars in the stars.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
Gosh,
over here explaining the title. So the new trailer came out like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Oh, I found it.
I think it's been 2 weeks.
What's it 2 weeks?
I'm not really sure.
I don't know. I can look that up, too. Also, One Song Glory, which is from Rent. I really like that song.
Oh, okay. Get out. Get out. We'll do that for a different one. Star Wars.
No, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Let me see.
We can look.
It was 1 week. Well, it says 1 week on YouTube. Also, 2 days ago, the Mandalorian trailer came out.
It came out last Monday. Because they said it came out Monday Night Football. So it was last Monday.
Oh, so it's almost been 2 weeks.
Yeah. I watched the Mandalorian trailer, and I was opposed to it. I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this, but it looks really good. Definitely gonna watch it when they put it on Disney Plus. When Disney Plus gets up and running.
I didn't even know that trailer came out.
I didn't know either. I was just on YouTube last night,
and I've seen photos and stuff.
So I was like, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna give it. It looks really good.
Oh, awesome!
Anyway, so new trailer. Wow.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good trailer.
Yeah, it was.
Don't want to give anything away.
You keep saying trailer like.
What do you mean? Give anything away. This is a spoiler here.
Yeah.
This is a spoiler.
No, I mean
zone.
If people haven't seen it, I mean it has been a week. If you haven't seen it, then where the heck have you been?
True.
I remember. I saw it before you two, and I saw a 30-second different clip thing that they posted on Instagram, which. I got on Instagram to go see, you had sent me something, and then it was just there, and I was like, well, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, and then when I came into the room and I was watching it, she was like, Finn? Huh? The part I was watching, Finn was there, and she was like, I didn't see that.
I haven't seen this footage, and I was like, this is
this is the trailer.
This is a longer trailer. I was like, okay, I'm gonna go watch it. So then I watched the legit trailer.
Finn. Yeah, it's great.
So why is it called, this is probably a dumb question, why is it called The Rise of Skywalker? Because, as of now, air quoting, he's dead.
Right.
Yep.
So.
Well, it could be many things.
Well, true.
A lot of people. The thing is, there should be, a canon response to your question, uh-huh. and I'm not going to be able to answer it, and Bailey's not going to be able to answer it because we don't know how to answer
the other day, your question. The other day on Tumblr, I saw, like, this leak. I don't trust the leaks because you never know if they're true or not, but someone said, like, Rey is going to adopt that name.
Oh, really?
And then she'll, like, become Skywalker.
That would be interesting.
I mean, I can see that just because she doesn't have last name. I mean, if she does, she doesn't know it.
But everyone on, like, that was only one thing on Tumblr. But everyone else on Tumblr is like, no, Redemption. Yeah. So, like, Ben, is going to take the Skywalker name.
Okay.
But, like, that could make sense,
but, I don't know, like, if he would, because that's not really his name.
It isn't name. Yeah, it's Solo.
But well, I don't know.
But Star Wars is like a different universe, so maybe the female's last name's the one.
Maybe they'll Kylo Ren and like Rey, they'll like make a Jedi like academy and call it like Skywalker Academy.
Oh. Someone said
maybe the future generation of Jedi will be known as like the Skywalker
title came out, people were saying, oh, maybe they'll just be known as Skywalkers, not Jedi anymore. Because Jedi.
That would make
like
a lot more sense. That would be really like romantic. We like we Skywalkers.
I think that's dumb. I don't. I hope that's not what they do. That sounds so stupid.
That makes me think of, like, the original, like, beginning of Star Wars. That's stupid. The beginning of, like, Star Wars where George Lucas was like, we're going to call the main character whatever his name was, and then, like, Starkiller. That would be his name. Yeah. And then, like, they used that again when they did Starkiller Base, and I just thought that was really funny. Like,
I know.
That was a potential... name for our Luke character or like our Anakin character or something.
Yeah, but it didn't make sense.
She was air quoting, by the way.
A lot of that was air quotes.
I talk a lot.
But even if they didn't use Jedi, even if they didn't use Skywalker, Force user, it's still used.
I like that.
So you don't even have to have
because like
a label on
you
it.
Have exactly. You have Jedi and you have Sith, but at the end of the day, they're both Force users, and like Jedi, like everybody's like, they're great, but they suck. And then Sith are like, they're, like, awesome, but they also suck. So, like, really, at the end of the day, you're just going to have, like, Force users.
Said, like,
you just have two sucky groups right here.
I love that. You're like, well, they suck.
I just thought that was funny.
Which I see that a lot when people, like, talk about, like, the Jedi now. Like, they're really not. If you go back and, like, if you've seen the Clone Wars, like, TV series, which I've seen some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but, like,
it's gonna be
most of
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. So
is that the animated show?
Yeah, the
animated
show.
Okay, I have seen some of that actually.
If you watch, that, and then you go back and watch the prequels, which you've never seen, Megan. But if you do go watch those,
don't hate me.
It's okay. You'll see why the Jedi at that time were just stupid.
Wait, in the Clone Wars?
Yeah,
they had better abilities. What are you talking about?
But like the way that they did things, like they just fought the whole time, and they had like children
because a war going on.
That's not what I'm talking about. They were like they had like inner conflict. Like the Jedi were not supposed to be fighting wars. They're just supposed to keep peace. You know?
We blame the Senate. Blame Palpatine.
Yeah. Palpatine sucks.
Oh, yeah, Palpatine.
Hate Palpatine. Love the actor.
Oh, my gosh. He's great. There are some people who still think he's actually alive, and I'm like,
If he turns
isn't
out
he
to
the
be...
Isn't he the one who Isn't he the one who laughed at the end of...
Yes.
Yeah, it's like his
the
last.
First
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, people are like, oh, he's alive. But I'm like, how?
You died. So we saw him die. I mean, they didn't recover a body, but, like...
I mean, people are saying Darth Maul's alive, and I'm like...
I think they did.
That doesn't mean everyone's alive.
Well, they confirmed that because of
he is.
So,
but
I mean, he's getting his own movie, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I think.
Yeah. Or no, it's a TV show.
I don't know.
I think it's a TV show.
It's something.
Yeah, no, he's alive. But that doesn't mean everyone has to be alive that dies. Does that mean Han Solo's alive?
Yes.
No. Does that mean Lor San Tekka's alive?
No.
Because those people died. And if Palpatine's alive and Darth Maul's alive, that means everyone can live.
Yeah, I mean, might as well.
Who was that one guy? Who was Ahsoka's, like, mentor before she was, like, Anakin's Padawan? What's that guy's name? It's gonna bother me.
Oh, the one guy.
Yeah, with the cool, like, apparatus.
I don't remember.
Dang, he's great. I love him.
It's gonna bother me.
People are gonna know who that is, and I don't remember his name, and it just bothers me. He's my fave.
I'll look it up.
That's fine, too. I feel like I was gonna say something, but now I don't. Then I went off on a tangent on... how much I don't like the Jedi, but I love the Jedi. I do, like I love them. Like I'm on Team Jedi, really, not Team Sith because they're stupid. But
anyway,
yeah.
So the new movie comes out this December.
Yes. Which is close. It's drawing
closer. Oh, yeah. It it's really like, is I kind of have a little bit more hope for this one. Because the last one.
Me too.
Was interesting.
Yeah.
It was. I love Force Awakens. I don't think there's really much wrong with that.
I'm sure there is, but I don't find fault.
It was with the it too director much. Change, I think, is yeah. what maybe that's, made that.
Well, maybe that's I mean, because like Rian Johnson, he directed the Last Jedi, but JJ still had like helped him with it, like with the
oh, well, true.
Screenplay script stuff like that. Like he was an advisor person. I don't know why JJ should have just directed that one as well. But I feel like if he would have directed that one, we wouldn't see the. I don't know if you're like. Into whatever, into this, and I'm not sure about Bailey, but I would like Kylo Ren to have some sort of redemption arc because I'd like to see the too. Good in everybody. Yeah. So I feel like if JJ directed.
I love redemption arcs. Mm-hmm,
I feel like if JJ would have directed The Last Jedi, he would have no redemption arc.
Wikipedia says so is Obi-Wan, but I don't think that's true.
I mean, there's
the other guy.
There's a chance. Yeah, I don't remember his name. There's a chance that Ben just might not. Have a redemption.
I don't
Kylo
care.
Ren.
I don't care if he has a redemption.
I do.
Because I would like, because I don't know, I like to see a lot of character development, and yeah. I don't like to see bad is bad, good is good. Yeah. I kind of like to see, you know, that morally, yeah, the morally gray area yes. and everyone.
That struggle
know.
Between, like, what yeah. do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I long think, as, I don't care. As long as they don't kill our trio, our new trio.
Yes, our new trio.
I
don't
love kill them. Them.
Which is really sad, because we went and we watched this trailer, and I was like, oh my gosh, are they going to kill? I was like, no.
That's what I thought.
That was the big, like, and then, like, everything with, like, I thought R2-D2 was dead. And then, like, he's in this trailer, and I literally almost cried. I was like, R2, you're here! And then, like, everything with, like, C-3PO, I was like, what are you doing?
What, yeah. Yeah, who knows what that's gonna be. Mm-hmm. I mean, speculation. They're gonna use him to get into something.
But. Yeah. But, like, he's, like... A language droid, right? Like a protocol.
Yeah, but the little droid. Can't remember his name. That guy can like reprogram.
Oh, okay.
I told you this like four times.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting, but I just think it's kind of weird because like it'd be kind of weird if like C-3PO was like, I know how to get in and defeat the First Order.
No,
like,
do you? He obviously didn't come up with his plan. Someone came up with his plan.
And then like when he's like. When they're like, what are you doing, 3PO? And he's like, I'm looking at my friends. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, because all your other ones are dead. Yeah,
shot in the heart.
Yeah, that made me feel some feels right in there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The trailer was great. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
I have to say, like, other than, like, us three, I'm, like, really excited. But the only other person that I know that is really excited for this movie is John Boyega. Because I keep saying
have you guys seen that video? His little video yeah. of, like, his spoiler talk.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Did you see one where he, like, fell off the. Yeah. I don't think it was related to Star Wars, was it? He like fell off that chair, or he sneezed, and then like he went. Through.
Yeah, I know.
It was really funny.
That's like really the cool. You know the llama meme.
Yes.
Thing is, he kind of did like yeah. the same thing.
It'll be its own thing now.
Yeah, that was.
That'll
funny.
Take off, and that'll be interesting. But
yeah, that was pretty funny.
I'm looking for the chair thing now.
Also, another favorite, not because I like the character, but I like the actor. So Hux, like played by Donald Gleason. Love.
Where are
Donald.
You? Where were
he's
you in this trailer?
He hasn't
bro.
Been in any of these trailers. Bailey. And, like, he's
Monday
my fave.
Motivation.
Actor.
Not... Listen. Is this the thing you were talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, he sneezes and, like, it's hilarious. Oh, it does kind of have some sort of Star Wars stuff in it.
Yeah,
I love
there's...
it. Yeah, there's Rey. Like, oh, it's great. I'm laughing so much. But anyway, yeah,
I'll share that.
Hux was not
story.
In it. And I think a lot of the things I saw in the summer. When people were talking about, like, the next movie, was that, like, Hux was gonna, like, try to, like, screw over Kylo Ren so he could take over the Empire, I guess, or the galaxy.
That's what everyone thought.
And then another thing I saw was, like, he was gonna, like, try to go to, like, the Resistance and be like, hey, this is what I know. And then, like, somehow, like, Kylo Ren's gonna find him and, like kill him and stuff. Or the movie opens up, like, very in the beginning, like, Hux is just, like, taken down or something. Because I was like, well, where are you? You're not in this trailer. And they don't want to tell you what's going to happen to him. And that's why he's not in the trailer, I don't think. And that's why they kept, like, Rose out of the trailer.
Unless they do kill him off and they just do
it. I thought I saw Rose in the trailer, like very briefly.
Like, she's in, like, 1 second, but, like, in the other trailer that came out like
the,
a couple
the
like
30 now,
like a month ago
the
or something.
Yeah,
yeah, the shorter one. I don't think she was in that at all, and I think the new girl wasn't in it, but she was in this new one, Rose, and the new I don't know her name, but they were both in there for a couple seconds at least. So, but then John Boyega goes and like posts things. And I'm just like, he posted, thank like, you, well, Bailey knew, but I didn't know. And, like, there was this thing he posted, and it was, like, it's the gang or whatever. And it had, like, Rose. It had, like, a bunch of stuff, like, about her. And it said that she's going to be, like, she has a bigger role in, like, the activities of the resistance.
I don't know where I found that out, but so, I saw that somewhere, and I was like, yeah. She, like, has a rank now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm on that. Yeah. And it talks about, like, Carrie, what is her last name? I can never remember her last name.
Went away.
What's her face? From Austin Land. She's in The Americans. I don't watch that show.
The actress?
Yes, Carrie what?
Russell?
Yes.
Carrie Russell.
Yeah, it talked about her character, which I knew nothing about because I don't read articles.
Well, I knew
don't
about her
watch
character
YouTube
too.
Videos about
that. I also knew about
she's like a bounty hunter, right?
Yeah, I can
but
read.
She helps.
And a smuggler.
But she helps the resistance because the First Order is like, I don't know, they're like being jerks. I don't know.
I don't know if she helps them or not. I just know she's there.
But yeah, it says in her little like bio thing. And then I was like, why don't they have a little thing about Lando?
And then Naomi's character, Jana, whatever. I don't know how we're pronouncing that yet. She is also helping them out. She's like in the spice trade or something.
Yeah.
Which is cool because they talk about that, but they like don't show it.
They talk about that a lot, but they never show it.
It also says she's skilled in archery, so I have a feeling we're probably going to have like.
That'll be cool.
Really cool, like, this action shots.
This will be our, this will be our Laura Croft or, like, our Cadence of Star Wars.
Yeah.
That works. But, yeah, I'm really excited that they've introduced so many new, like, female characters. And I don't think they've introduced any male characters. No new ones, at least. I'm sure there is a couple.
That we know of.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Is there a new droid?
The little one. It's like green.
Yeah.
Don't know it.
Yes. I think I saw that.
I've been trying to stay away from
me too. I've been trying to. Yeah, that thing.
Barely in the picture.
Megan is zooming in on a photo and we're looking at it on her phone. But yeah, it's a new
droid. It's on John Boyega's Instagram.
Yeah, just go look at it.
Oh, and for those of you who don't know, he plays Finn. Yeah. Just putting that out there in case you didn't know.
You should just follow him. It's
He's great.
Yeah. It'll make your life a lot better if you just follow John Boyega on Instagram.
Also, but, David Harbour, follow him.
Yeah.
He's not in Star Wars,
Instagram.
But
David's just great.
Yeah, he's very interesting. You just gotta follow him to know what we mean.
Dominic Monaghan is also in the new
one. Who's that?
Dominic Monaghan.
I know that name, but I don't know who it is.
From Lord of the Rings.
Who does he play?
Pippin?
Oh!
Pippin!
I think Pippin.
Where's Mary?
What was his name again?
Dominic Monaghan. You guys don't remember Dominic Monaghan?
Yeah, I remember now, but I didn't know his name. The name sounded very familiar, but I couldn't picture a face with it. But now I can. So.
Wait, he plays Pippin,
No,
right?
He was Mary, not Pippin.
Sorry,
Mary
guys.
And Pippin.
At least I knew
from. They look very similar, Mary and Pippin.
They do.
The first time I watched Lord of the Rings, I thought it was the same character.
I thought they were twins.
I just thought it was the same character that they just used.
Oh, that's funny.
He sang a song for the Hobbit movie.
Yeah.
I think it was him or it was the other guy. I'm pretty sure it was.
Anyway, yeah, Dominic Monaghan plays like a rebel.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, he's in it. Matt Smith is also supposed to be in it.
Matt Smith?
I think he is playing like one of the first officers or whatever for the First Order.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
They
just
do that.
Have like they leave so these excited. Like
so
these
he'll be there. You'll see him
big
and then
people
like
play
you won't
small.
See him after that.
What wasn't one of the wasn't like Prince Harry in The Last Jedi?
Was he?
Prince Harry?
Yeah. Or it was in The Force Awakens, but it was in the deleted
what?
Scene. They were like in stormtrooper outfits, like him and someone else or I don't know if it was his brother, but like I don't know. Like, you should Google it.
Okay.
I just wanted
to mention Matt Smith is, he played in Doctor Who.
Yeah. So if you don't know who Matt Smith is, get out.
He's been in some other stuff, like The Crown was really good, and some other movies.
Oh, yeah, The Crown. I like that.
It's a good show. He's a good actor. He's a great actor.
I can't believe I'm Googling was Prince Harry in Star Wars.
I thought I saw something about that, but they didn't use the footage.
I remember they did, like,
yes,
something.
They were in the film.
Yeah, they were. I think they asked to be or something. Yeah, it was in, like, the deleted scene. But they didn't take off their helmets or whatever. I think they were stormtroopers. So.
Yeah, stormtroopers.
Yeah, but they weren't, like, the right height or something. Or something
I don't
like
know.
That.
Prince William was in there, too. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, they can say that they were, like, at least, you know,
yeah, because they all have to be the same height.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Which is really funny if you think about apparently it. They chose actors the same height as John Boyega just so they would look, you know.
Wait, I mean, they could, like,
they're there. Yeah. Yeah. It's very obvious which ones are the same.
Yeah. Oh, they're in that one. Okay, cool. They're in the second one.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
I couldn't remember which
what's
one.
What's the second one?
The Last Jedi.
And yeah, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. That craziness.
What should we talk about? Should we talk about what we think? No, I really don't want to talk about the third movie, although we've kind of
been. Yeah, we kind of just have been.
Finn.
Because, like, the thing that happened,
like Finn.
The thing that happened after The Force Awakens, when we had all that time to think about The Last Jedi, which I didn't do a lot of, but a lot of people were like, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen, and then we went and saw the movie, and then it didn't happen, and we have this conversation, like, every couple months, you and I do, me and Bailey do, and the people were, like, so mad, because they were like, well, I wanted this to happen, but it didn't happen, I'm like, well, obviously it's a movie.
And they're not the writers,
you can't
so,
choose what happened. I mean, so, yeah.
I don't like no offense.
That's why I don't like to like people.
Yeah. It just makes me upset. Well,
I don't know. People,
you're not the writer.
People get, like, hurt over stuff and angry over things that they can't control. Like, it's a movie.
Write fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, write your
there's
fan fiction.
There's a lot of that. I've been seeing a lot of really cool, like, fan art. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, fan art's all over the place.
Yeah. It looks so good.
Wait,
I'll show you one that I am.
Yes, me
I saw
too.
Fan
like,
art
yesterday.
Is really where it's at.
It really is.
Yes.
Like, the concept art and stuff they do is cool, but the fan art,
it's so
people
much
expressing
better.
Like the art,
it's because not that people who do the concept art don't love it, but it's because people who do fan art tend to really, really like what they the stuff that
right
the stuff that they're drawing about is what I'm trying to say.
Like,
oh wow,
yeah, this one I'm showing Megan is not super detailed. It's kind of a more cartoon,
toony-ish
or whatever.
Save
but
those
it's still,
and we can put some on our.
Okay.
Make sure to leave the original person's
username. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Okay.
Well, one time there was like this people, like Raylo people, like they're crazy. And there was this really cool like thing I saw. And it was like from this quote in a book. I can't remember the book quote, but it was like in 100 lifetimes or 1,000 lifetimes, like I'd find you. Like it's like this really famous quote.
I saw that.
And they had a bunch of like really cool like Raylo fan art from different like periods of time, and they were in it. I thought it was really cool, and I couldn't find it on Tumblr, and I found it on
I've
the
seen
internet.
That with Miraculous Ladybug.
I found it on, like, Pinterest or something, and I was, like, going to post it on Tumblr, and I was like, I don't know who posted this, I don't know who this is, because I don't think their name was in the photo or something, or I couldn't find all the panels or something, but I was like, but I wanted to put this on Tumblr so everybody could see it, because it's great. I thought it was a really, really cool piece of fan art, and then, like, literally, like, 10 minutes later, someone in the comments was like, you need to, like, add the whoever created this, and I was like, I don't know who created this, and then I was like, if anybody could, like, tell me who it is, and then they did, and then I added it, but I think I ended up, like, taking it down, because I didn't want to, because people were still really mad.
Yeah, because they think you're taking
credit. I'm not.
And I have an art Instagram, by the way, and I've had to deal with people like that before. I've had to message them and be like, listen, I don't care if you repost it, just please tag me, that's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
so
I get it.
Doesn't post any of her drop.
Huh?
I just send mine to you. I don't
post them
anywhere.
I can't draw,
that's
so.
That's not something to cheer about.
That reminds
me, I really do want to do some Star Wars stuff, but I think I'm going to wait until the movie so I can draw a specific scene. Well, maybe I'll draw something from the other.
You can draw, like,
I don't know, we'll
something.
See. I want to draw something.
I want to kind of, like, challenge you to, like, draw some, like landscape-y stuff.
Oh, I'm terrible.
You hate it. But I kind of want to
my new favorite thing is to add in a background, like, really badly and then blur it so you can't tell it.
Yeah. Maybe I can do that for you, Morgan. I've been watching a lot of Bob Ross.
Bob Ross is great.
Bob Ross is great.
I took that. There's, like, this quiz that you can take, and it's like, which Bob Ross color are you? And I got, like, sunny yellow. And I was like, what?
Sunny yellow? That's not a real. I mean,
it's
it
not,
is a color.
It was, like, one of
not
his
a paint.
I don't know what it was called.
Cadmium?
One of his, no, it was something,
I don't
he said
yeah,
he uses it for his son, like, in the sons of his photos. He uses it for the son. And I was like, okay, this is cool. I don't
probably
know what
cadmium.
I think
lemon
probably,
yellow?
No,
that's too bright.
I'll try to find the quiz later and I'll tell you. And it was like, I don't know if it was on BuzzFeed, but.
me and Megan will have to do it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I wanted to remind you, I know you don't watch the Clone Wars, but the
I've seen some of it, but I haven't seen all of it.
Listen,
is it on? If it's on Netflix,
it used to be, but it's not. Okay, it'll be well, on TV when we were younger. I remember it would always play. When
I was
like
obsessed with it. I loved it. Yeah. I watched it, but I haven't seen a lot of it.
Well, it's on Amazon Prime. You can buy it. Who wants to do that? It's going to be on Disney Plus. I'll just give you my password.
Yeah, you can just.
But they're getting another season.
So this is what happened. They did, like, how many seasons did they do?
I think
six seasons. But, like, five seasons, and then season six only had, like, 10 episodes, something like that, because they were like, well, we're going to end it, so they're just doing that many episodes. But then,
they're
like, in the summer, or, like, in August or something, we get this trailer, and it's for a seventh season Clone Wars, and I just died. And it picks up right where they kind of sort of left off.
Right.
Because, like, I think they got rid of the last episode of season six because it picks up with Order 66 and the end of the prequel movies and everything, which you have seen. But you know,
don't hate me, I haven't seen
it. Okay, she's gonna watch them eventually.
They cost money.
You know, like Order 66, they kill up the Jedi and everything like that. Like
yeah,
whatever.
I know the general idea of all.
They had like that near the end, and Ahsoka's in it, and Yoda's like, "I failed everyone." Like, no, you didn't, Yoda. Jedi are stupid. Yeah. So, but she's in there, like, in the temple. Like, somehow she made it back or whatever. And then they have this other TV show called Star Wars Rebels. It's about completely different characters. It's the same people who did Clone Wars. I'm pretty sure it's the same people who did Clone Wars. And Ahsoka, like, it's been, like, a couple years, and she's, like, older, and she looks different, and she's back, and she helps them from time to time, like, these main...
I have not seen Rebels yet, and I'm definitely going to watch one or two episodes when Disney Plus
And then, like, when it came out, I was like, oh, this is great, but we didn't have TV, we didn't have cable
we just got rid of cable for a year and a half, and literally...
No, it was from, like, 6th grade until, like, 9th grade, or 10th grade or something.
No, it was, like, sophomore year. We had already been in school for a couple of years. I remember because we were on the bus, and I did not ride the bus, your bus, the freshman year. And I remember you telling me, like, hey, we got cable again.
Yeah.
So it had to have been, like, sophomore year or something. Yeah.
But by the time we got it back, I think they were on their last season or whatever. Like, it's not a show anymore.
I remember trying to watch it on YouTube, and they didn't have full episodes. It was kind of the same thing.
I just, like, watched clips. Yeah, I watched clips of it.
The Legend of Korra, like, I would try to go find, like, episodes and couldn't find it. It was really sad.
Did not care.
But, shut up.
I watched, like, a couple episodes of that, and I was like,
and then I couldn't find the rest of it. And then I read about the rest of it, and it kind of just ruined it. So by the time that, like, we had TV back and I wanted to watch it, they were on, like, season two going into season three, I was like, ugh. And then they only had four seasons, but I've seen the ending and it's great, and it looks, oh, I love it.
Oh, okay.
I need more closure.
In other news, I guess Star Wars news, the people that made Game of Thrones, like, it's no more, Game of Thrones is done. So the directors were supposed to make their own Star Wars stories, but now they're not doing it. Yeah. I don't know, like, what the issue was, if it was, like, a funding problem, or if they...
It might have been.
I don't know.
They were supposed to make a series of films, but they're not. I just saw that on, I think, Twitter the other day.
Rian Johnson said he was going to make more Star Wars movies.
I don't know if he's doing that either.
And then he said that he wasn't. So
he just made the new film... Knives Out.
I want to see that. There's a bunch of movies. The trailer is great. He's so good. I mean, not that everybody else isn't good.
Well, Daniel Craig's in there.
Yeah, everybody's in that.
Yeah,
I think Leonardo DiCaprio's in the movie.
Is he?
Yeah, he wears like a thick beard though. So like,
was Leo in that?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't remember.
Let me go see.
Yeah, do it.
But yeah, anyway. So yeah, that's his new film. But he might make a Star Wars.
You mentioned funding, and I can't even imagine the funding would be an issue, because it's Disney. Disney owns Star Wars, and Disney has a ton of money.
I don't know. Couldn't remember. It said what it was, but it was a couple days ago.
Oh.
They just know they're not making it.
I've been to Disney World, and I've been to the Star Wars part, and the ride they have is really cool. It's like you're on,
You're on some kind of ship.
I think it's the Destroyer.
I don't think it's the Death Star. Actually, is it the Death Star and they blow it up?
No, I think you go through the Death Star and it I honestly cannot remember for the life of me.
That was really cool. I love that.
It was cool.
We want to go back because they just put Batuu in there. And it's supposed to be amazing. People said they were, like, not making a lot of money. And I was like,
how?
I don't know. That's just what they've been reporting. And I was like, that's really weird. But Morgan, I want to go.
Yeah, me too.
I thought he was in it.
Now Megan wants to go to
yes. Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to somehow like convince your mom that we should all go on like vacation.
We need to go with Star Wars. We need to go like when it's like right now. Okay. Hayden was just there the other day, and I'm like,
I know, we missed you. That. Listen, my mom, she really wants to go back to Florida because it takes her no convincing to go to. It takes a little convincing because of money, obviously, but she loves Disney World, so I don't think she'd be opposed to going.
Well, I think mom wants to go back too because our dad's never. When and Aiden was like a baby. He was like in a stroller. You can take your password. He was like in a stroller, so he's like 3 or 4 or something. I don't even know how old he was. But there's photos of me on Bailey's computer screen. Anyway,
it turns out after a half hour.
He was so young, and so like he's older now. He's like 14. It's been forever since we were like in third grade. Gosh. So we all wanted to go back anyway, and I was like, Mom,
don't go during Christmas. Don't ever do that.
Brie went 1 year.
It was during awful.
Christmas. I'm sure a lot of people go because I know they do all different kinds of like.
You can't even move through the park. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
We went during Halloween.
Yeah, we did.
A couple
of days before Halloween.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it'd be super busy on Halloween. I mean, it wasn't super, but it wasn't too bad.
Well, we didn't stay really late, I don't think. And but we wore our costumes and.
Well, I went 1 year for my birthday, and my birthday is just a few days after Halloween, and it was not busy. Like, I didn't go to Disney specifically. I was in Florida, but we went to one of the parks, the sea, anyway, and it wasn't busy at all then, so I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're just sitting here planning our Disney trip.
Yeah. Yeah, we stopped talking about Star Wars, like, long ago, and now we have to sign off.
So. Yes.
Man, we'll have to. All right, part two of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Will we ever make a part two of any podcast? Maybe.
We totally will. It's going to happen. We just have to plan it.
Yeah.
And.
All right.
Yeah, we just want to get all of our part ones out.
Well, see, like, doing this in 30-minute intervals is kind of, you have to, like, pace yourself because you don't know what to talk about. And sometimes we don't plan these. Like, today we didn't plan. But, like, I think when we don't plan these, they come out really well.
Yeah, because we're just three friends having a conversation.
Yeah. But, like, we go out on a lot of tangents. Like, we were talking about Disney World. I mean, I know that's connected to Star Wars now because Disney owns Star Wars, but, like, that's just far-fetched.
Well, but there's about Disney because we were talking about Batuu. Did you miss that?
No, I was here for that. I was looking at Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, I get distracted
by Leonardo DiCaprio. Anyway, okay, we'll see you guys in the next one.
So, yeah, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
See you next Thursday.
Bye. Goodbye.